begin the current daven pesachas babakama daven samach vav. Begin four lines down from the top of the amud, where the gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had machlekes between Rabbi Law and Rabbi Chanina regarding the halacha of if someone steals a tla, a lamb, and then it becomes an isle, meaning in his possession it turns 13 months old, so too an egel and becomes a shur. So Rabbi Law said, so that's a shinoi, it's a change in the status of the animal, a change from a lamb to become a ram, and therefore that's a shinoi, and shinoi is kaina. And hence, if he slaughters it or sells it now, although generally there's a halacha of tavach or macha that you have to pay four or five times the amount, that's when you're slaughtering his lamb. Now it's not slaughtering his lamb because you have acquired it as a ganav through that shinoi, and therefore you're going to be exempt from dalad vehe. You'll be chayav kefil for the actual theft of your court, but not for the gneva, but not for the tvicho and the mechira, for the slaughtering and the sales. And whereas Rabbi Chanina disagreed, and he brought a brisa seemingly that supports it explicitly, that says this same exact case, and says that you will be chayav kefil and dalad vehe, and you'll pay kain shaganav. To which Rabbi Law answered that no, that brisa is going like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai holds shina is not kaina. But we go like Beis Hillel holds shina is kaina, and therefore the halacha would not apply of paying dalad vehe. That was their machlekes. But the Gemara continues as follows and says, Ad kan lo pligi. Up until this point, the whole dispute of Rabbi Law and Rabbi Chanina was only Elo, the marasav shinu kaina. Rabbi Law held that the change in the status will be an acquisition for the ganav, hence it's his, and now he's not slaughtering that guy who he stole from sheep or ox. Or marasav ain't shinu kaina, but Rabbi Chanina held that no, the change is not going to be an acquisition, and hence even though it changed from a lamb to a ram, if you're going to slaughter it now, you're going to be chayiv for the penalty of dal vehe, of paying four or five times the amount. Fine, that's their machlekes. But ask the Gemara of inin shlume, but regards to the compensation, to the payment. For example, let's say according to Rabbi Loi that holds that you would still be chayav for kefil. And so too, for sure, according to Rabbi Chanina who holds there's even going to be dalad vehei, because he holds that yish not kaina. Or actually, Rashi says a different case, which everyone would agree that there would be payment, is regarding of, let's say, without any changes, if it just goes up or down the price. Where vir kuli alma kidimikar mishalim, there everybody agrees that you're always going to pay whatever it is in the situation that it applies to, regarding the kefil or the dalad vehei, that you're going to pay according to the original price it was when you stole, because Iktani, that's the price that was brought, which again, Rabbi Chanina was saying that's according to everybody that price. Rabbi Loi, who was answering for his opinion, was saying it's going according to Beis Shammai, but no one disagrees with the concept that Misham Tashlumi Kefil, but Tashlum Abav HaChamisha Ke'en Jaganav, that you pay for the double when you're caught with the theft, or that when you slaughtered again his ox or sheep, you're going to have to pay four or five times the amount. You're going to pay according to the amount it was worth, not how much it is right now when it was slaughtered or by the court case, but rather how much it was worth at the time of the theft. Says the Gemara, Lema tava tu yuftu de Rav. So let's say that refutes the halacha of Rav. Because the Amar Rav, Rav had said in quote on the previous daf, he holds, Keren is ke'en shagan of Mishal. Regarding the principle, you have to pay it according to the amount it was worth at the time of the theft. And the reason is he brings a pasuk that says the term gneva and chayim are extra to tell you that you have to mechaye what was stolen, which means to say that to compensate exactly how much it was worth when the time when you stole it. Whereas tashlumi kefil, tashlumi dal vehei, regarding those halachas of paying the penalties of double or four and five times, that's kishas amad b'din, that's only going to be how much it's worth at the time of the court case. And that he knows from inference because the halacha is telling you that only the keren is going to be kein shaganav. But everything else is going to be kishas amad b'din, meaning, as Rashi explains, regarding the lower price that it is during the court case, which, and for sure, if it's the higher price, because there, when it goes a higher price, there even Rav would hold that even the keren, you would have to pay according to the current higher price, because as the Gemara said on the previous daf, Rav agrees to Rabba, who says that if you're tavroi shasi mishalom dal, if you steal someone's keg of wine, and then a while later you break it or you drink it, then you pay according to the higher price at that point, not how much it was worth at that time. But when the price goes down, that's the place where Rav holds there's going to be a differential, that the keren is going to be kein shaganav, and the kefil and dal vehei is going to be kishas amad b'din. But that's contradicted, where again, all opinions seem to be agreeing, and that's the price that was brought, that no, it's kein shaganav, not kishas amad b'din. So Amar Rava, Rava says, it actually depends what you're paying with. And we alluded to this when we quoted Rashi on the previous daf, that Tloyim, if the ganav is coming to pay with sheep, then it's kedemikara. That's what the Brice is talking about. That's what Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina both agree to, that it's enough to pay according to how much it was when you stole it. In other words, if you steal a sheep, and you're paying a sheep, so if you're paying four or five times the amount of the sheep, but if you're paying sheep exactly what you stole, that will be Ke'en Cheganav. But if you're paying with monetary value, which that is the halacha of when it's not what it was as when you stole it, so that's what Rav had brought the pasuk of Gnev and Chayim, that you have to be Mechayehu it, Ke'en Cheganav, which is at the time of the time when it was stolen. Which, as we had brought from the Rishonim, that's only regarding the Keren, the principle. But regarding everything else, Kevel Navahei, that's Keshal Achshav. That's why Rav said it's halacha, that then you're going to pay how much it is right now. That is regarding Kevel Navahei. But when you're paying with the sheep itself, which is what was stolen, then you're right, that's going to be, as the Braisa brought, and everyone agrees to, Rabbi Lorim Chanina, Ke'e, and Jagonav. It's not a contradiction of Rav, because Rav is talking about when it's not. When you're not paying with the object itself, but rather you're paying with money, that's when Kevon Davahe will be Keshul Achshav. Nothing more continues on this theme regarding the Kinyan of Shinoi, acquiring things by deviation, by changing the status of the object. So Amar Rabbi, he gives the general framework of this halacha. He says, Shinoi, where a person actively changed something with his hands. So says Rabbi, that's obvious that biblically, definitely, Kaina, the ganav is going to be acquiring it. And therefore, when he gives it back, it doesn't have to give back the object itself. Rather, he has to pay back the monetary value of it. For example, if let's say he stole wool and he makes a garment out of it, he doesn't have to give back that garment. He could just give back the value of the wool that he stole. And the reason being is because ksiva v'tanina. We have a pasuk that says this concept, the shinis kaina, and we also have it brought in Tanoic sources. Now, what Rab is trying to begin is that, however, regarding the halach of yiyush, when the owner that it was taken from gives up hope, as we'll see later on that he's in doubt if this that the Rabbanan said that you're going to be kind with Yish, is that biblical or only rabbinic? But that's what he's saying, whereas regarding the halacha of Shinoi, when you change the object, that's definitely a biblical concept. Because Ksiva, it's written in a pasuk, as a pasuk of a Yikra, says, V'heshev es egzeila asher gazel, a person has to return the theft that he stole. Now, matam alema asher gazel, what does it mean that he stole? Obviously, if you're returning the theft, it's what you stole. Why are you saying asher gazel? So, what is the pasuk teaching us? Im ke'ein shegazel, if it's exactly as it was as he stole it, then yachzer, then he has to return that object. Mimlav, but if it's not because it was changed, which is what a shina is, then dama ba'amah ba'yishlumi, you only have to give back money. Again, the concept of shina being kinder for the gazel. That's the pasuk. And Tanina, we have Tanoik support for this, is a Mishnah Dav Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis later on, that says, HaGoizel Eitzim V'Ason Kelim. If someone steals wood and he makes utensils, tools out of it, or Tzemer V'Ason Begadim, he steals wool and he makes garments out of it, says the Mishnah Misham Kishas Exil, he only has to pay how much it was worth at the time when he stole it, not regarding the higher price that it is that he made it into something more useful, again, because he was kind already with the Shinu he made at that time. Again, being kind doesn't mean that he doesn't have to pay back. It just means it doesn't have to give back the object itself. Iname, another Tanoik source, from a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. The Mishnah says, Lehispik litnulai. If the animal owner didn't get a chance to give what's called the Reishis HaGez, which is one of the 24 gifts, Kahana gifts, that it's given to the Kahanim, it's the first shearings of the wool. If he didn't get a chance to give it to the Kohen, yet Achet Tzavai, and it was already dyed before it was given to the Kohen, meaning the color was changed, then Patra is actually exempt from giving the Reishis HaGez because he was Kohen it with the Shinu, with the change of it's being dyed. Now, moreover, actually, Rashi says he's not going to have to give the monetary value to the kain. The reason being is because no kain could bring him to court. Because he could say, what are you suing me in court? I could give it to another kain. But before it was dyed, then whichever kain grabs it would merit it, in contrast to the guy's money, saying, what do you mean? Who are you? I'm going to give it to some other kain. And therefore, you see again, Alma says the Gemara, Shinu Kaina, you see that Shinu, changing something, is an acquisition for the individual. Now, however, continues Rabba, but Yiyush, when the homeowner gives up hope. So Amri Rabbanu Dinikni. So the rabbis said that the one who stole it has acquired it, and it's enough if it just pays him back money and doesn't have to give back the object itself, because the object he was kind with Yiyush. Now, and that says Rabba, Miu, however, lo yedinun idei raisi idei Rabbanu. We don't know if this halacha is a biblical halacha or a rabbinic halacha, as he explains. If it's biblical, because it's the same thing like a guy who finds a lost object. Meaning, someone who finds a lost object. Lav, isn't it? Isn't it because since the owner gives up hope from that object, Mikmei detesi liyadei, before it comes to the hand, meaning before the guy who finds it gets to it, the owner already was miyayish, so we know the halacha is kanilei, that now the guy who finds it has acquired it. And that is as brought in the Bryson in Eilam Mitzis and Bab Mitzid Al-Chav Bezim and Bez, that says, how do you know regarding a lost object, which let's say the river washed it away? Since the owner was already gave up hope from it, that it's permitted, you're allowed to take it and keep it. Tamalayim, the Gemara there brings, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Tevad Mimenu, the obligation of returning a lost object is when it's lost from him. Which the Gemara there says, it's only if it's Avud Mimenu that it's only lost from him, but a Mitzui L'Shab and the other, but other people could find it, so he doesn't give up hope, because he knows, okay, someone else will find it and return it to me. Which excludes this case when the river washed away, where he says, like, no one's going to get it, and therefore he gives up hope. So therefore, you see that the guy who finds it could keep it because there is already miyayish. So says the Gemara, says Rabbah, so hainami, maybe you'd say the same thing over here regarding theft, where yes, it came to the thief's hands before the homeowner gave up hope, but once he had it, then the homeowner was miyayish, he gave up hope. So kivin de miyayish mara koni le, so since the owner gave up hope, so the ganav has acquired it. So Amakani. So you see that he has acquired it, meaning this is different than the acquisition of by the lost object, meaning to say that at least it'll be enough that he doesn't have to give back the object itself, because he has acquired it, and he'd only have to give him back money. Meaning to say this concept that Yish Kaina, as Tosis points out, although most definitely Yish does not help by a lost object after the guy found it, meaning if the homeowner wasn't the one who owns the object, didn't give up hope before the guy who finds it, was what that he only gave up hope after that guy had already had it. There the Gemara says clearly that he'll have to, that there's no exemption of returning the object. But what the Gemara wants to learn out, possibly as a biblical halacha, for the halachas of Yish by Geneva, from the halacha of Yish by Aveda, even though obviously by Geneva, the guy took it before the homeowner gave up, he's actually giving up because the ganav took it. But what we want to learn out is that, at least to the concept, and this is what we would say the same thing by Mitzia, although, yes, of course, if the guy who finds a lost object before the homeowner gave up hope, he's not going to acquire it, and that is he can keep it, that he does, that he's totally exempt. But what it would teach us is that regarding that, what he would have to give back would not have to be the object itself. It would only have to be the monetary value of that. So you see that Yish is a Kinyan, as we find by Aveda, which, yeah, there it's before Yish that you got it, and therefore you don't even have to give back even money. But at least the parallel regarding Geneva would be that, although he had it before Yish, and he would have to give back to the owner, but it wouldn't be the object itself, it would be just a monetary value. Or maybe, loy dami laveda, no, you totally cannot compare it to a lost object. Because aveda hu dechi asa liyade, because by the lost object, when the guy who finds it, when it comes to his hand, beteri asa liyade, it came to him permissibly. He wasn't taking it to steal, he was picking up something from the floor. Aval hai, but in this case, avaganev kivin debisur asa liyade, since when it came to his hand, was in a prohibited way, he's stealing. This is someone else's thing. And therefore, it's only when the Rabbanu hu da'amir Rabbanu nikne. It's only rabbinically that the rabbi said that the ganav will acquire the stolen object to the extent through yish, that when the homeowner gives up, he doesn't have to give back the object itself, is because b'nei takana sashavim. It's because of the rectification of people to repent, so that they shouldn't have to go exert themselves and to put in the effort of trying to get back what they stole itself, to have to give it back to the original owner, and it's much easier just to pay back the guy the money. So that's where Rabba wasn't sure about the halacha of Yish Kaina, which does apply by Geneva. Is that biblical, as we find such a precedent by the halacha of Maitzi Aveda? Or do we say that no, it has no relationship to Maitzi Aveda, there it's Baterios Liyadeh, that's why Yish is going to be Kaina. Whereas here by Geneva, Bisru Liyadeh, biblically it would not be Kaina, even to not have to give back the object, not only the money. It's only Rabbinic halacha that you have to give back only money because of Takana Sashav. Now, Rabbi Yisuf Amar, he disagrees with Rabbi. He says, actually, Yish ain't a Kaina. Yish is not Kaina for the Ganav, and that actually he would have to give back the object itself, Vafilim Adrabbanim. Even rabbinically disagrees. There is no Yish Kaina by the Ganav. It's not enough. Shina is going to be Kaina, but Yish is not going to be Kaina. You have to give back the object itself. Now, Eisvei Rabbi Yisuf L'Rabba. So Rabbi Yisuf actually asked on Rabba. Rabba, who disagrees and says Yish is Kaina. Now, he's not sure if it's biblical or rabbinic, but he holds Yish is Kaina by the Ganav. And that Rabbi Yisuf, who disagrees, asked from the Mishnah later on, that Tzadi Vavim Abayis. The Mishnah says the following halacha. Gazel chametz ba'avro lava pesach. If someone steals chametz, good piece of cake, chametz, leavened piece of cake, and then ba'avro lava pesach, and then in his possession, as he had the stolen thing, the time of Pesach has already passed. So now we continue to Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Oimaloi, the thief could tell the nigzal, the guy who he stole from, I'm harishal chalafenecha here. Behold, this is yours. It's in front of you. I'm giving it back to you. And he's going to give back the piece of cake as it is. Now, how can he do that? Because that's what's called in halacha hezik shein in nikar. It's an unrecognizable type of damage. I took a piece of cake. I give it right back to you. Now, obviously, it's not the same because in halacha, a piece of cake after Pesach is us. But it's what's called unrecognizable on the surface damage, and therefore he could give it right back to him, and he exempts himself like that. Now, on that, asked Rabbi Yisrael Bahai, now regarding this case, kivin the mata eden the surah, once it reaches the time of prohibition for chametz, when it reaches Pesach time, vada miyayish. Obviously, the homeowner, the original guy who was stolen from the victim, already gave up hope, because he says, like, what's the point? It's already Pesach. I can't, even if the guy stuck a truckload of my chametz, it's going to be aser anyway. So they've asked Rabbi Yisrael, if you say like you rabba, that when a thief has the stolen object and the homeowner gives up hope, that then the ganav has acquired it. So then why does the Mishnah there say that the ganav could tell to the nigzal that here, behold, this is yours in front of you. I'm giving you back what I stole. How could he do that? He has to give him back good money, full-fledged money, because you already acquired the ganav because he had already given up hope. And that's a kinyan. So it's yours. Now, when chametz passed over, that was your chametz that got stuck and became usur. And you can't get, now, to pay him up with something prohibited, Israel, no, of course you can't pay him up. If it was his, so you give him back whatever it says, that's hezek and nikar. But it's already yours, the ganav, because you acquired it with yish. So according to your rabbi, how could he go ahead and give it back to him, which is just paying him up with something you can't pay him up with, Israel, no? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, Ki kamin ano, when did I say that Yish is going to be kana for the Goslin? That's where Zeh Misyayish, Vizeh Roitza Liknais. That's when the homeowner gives up hope and the Ganav wants to acquire with that. He says, I'd rather have this. I know I'm doing tshuva, I'm going to give him back, but I'd rather give him back the money and keep what I stole. There's a reason why I stole it. Hi, Zeh Misyayish, Vizeh Inner Roitza Liknais says, but this mission is not a difficulty because this is a case of Toma where the homeowner gives up hope and the Ganav doesn't want to acquire it because it's Asa Bahan, no, he's not going to have any utility for it whatsoever. And that's why he's not kaina. And that's why he could give it back to him, because there's always the homeowners, and they could say, Harishal Chalafanacha. When did we say Yish is kaina? If he wants to be kaina, and here he doesn't want to be kaina. So the Gemara continues asking, Esavei now Abai l'Rabba. Abai asked to Rabba from the following brisa. The Pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Aleph, says, Karbonai, which says, Im oila karbonai, if it's a fully sacrificed carbon on the Mizbech, is his carbon. So says the brisa, it says his carbon, and it can't be a stolen carbon. Because a stolen carbon is not going to be appeasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it as a carbon. Now, the assumption of the Gemara, of Abai, who's asking the question, is that we're talking about a case of when this person stole a regular animal from someone else, and then he's bringing it as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So, says Abai, Hechidale, what's the case of this price? If you would entertain to say that it's before the homeowner who he stole the animal from gave up hope, lamlikra. Why do I need a pasuk to say that's not going to be a valid carbon? Pshit, it's pretty obvious, because as Tesis points out, even if he would be makdish the animal as a carbon, it's not going to be kaddish. And the reason being is because, as the Gemara mentions many places later on, the Samach Tesamid Aleph, that gazal and nisyasha abayim, if someone steals something and the homeowner hasn't given up hope, shneim enyachin lahakdish, they both can't be makdish it. Him because it's not his, and him because it's not Pershusai. So that's obvious. If it's before Yish, of course, you wouldn't need a Pasig to exclude such a case. Elalav, rather, says Abaye, must be talking about La'achar Yish, even though the original owner already gave up hope. Still, the Pasig is saying, Karban Le'Vela'a Gosl. You can't go ahead and use that animal that you stole. Shmamino Yish Le'Koni, says Abaye. You see from the Pasig that obviously Yish is not Kaina. And that's why it's not called karbonai, his carbon. Because if Yish was kaina, then it would be karbonai, his carbon. So why wouldn't it be valid? So obviously, you see, not like you, Rabbah, who holds that Yish is kaina. So Amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah responded to Abaya. He says, Ulatam Meich. He says, wait a second. According to your reasoning, that your assumption is that the case is talking about that the guy stole a regular unconsecrated animal, a regular chulin animal, and he was makdish it. Well, then I'll ask you as follows. Hadatanya, this that we learned in Abraisa, by the lochas of Zav, which is a male that has certain emissions that come out of his male member, which makes him into certain levels of Tumah. So the Pasuk says in Vayikra, it says Mishkavai, which the Pasuk there says in Perek Tezvav, it says, Isha sheyiga b'mishkava, a man that will touch his bed, which that's Gzeis HaKasa that tells us the halacha that a zav transmits tumah to what's called mishka b'moshav, to what he sits on and what he lays on, which has the same tumah as him, that's coming to exclude b'loi ha-gazel, because it says his bed, and not the stolen bed, where the stolen bed actually does not become a nava tumah to transmit tumah to other people. It has to be specifically his bed. So, says Rabbi Tabaya, hey Chetami, what would the case be talking about over here? Ilema de gazel amra va'avde mishkav, if you would entertain to say that the case is talking about where he stole wool, and then he made a blanket, made a bed out of it, and that's what it's saying, oh, you stole it, it's not going to be for the halacha of mishkavoy. But on that says Rabbi Mikal Mandama, is there any opinion, meaning anyone in the Amayram, that would entertain to say shina maisa loikani, that a change in action is not going to acquire? There, everyone agrees, as we said, even Rav Yosef, that a change in the action, in the object itself, is going to be an acquisition. Their whole machlekes was regarding yish. So, elamayas chalamemes. So, what are you going to explain the case? What's the case talking about of a stolen bed that's not going to have the tumma of zav? Must be talking about the gazel mishkav the chavre. He stole his friend's bed. That would be the case of zav, where that's not going to have tumma zav because it's not mishkavoy. So David says, Rava, just like you see over there, that's the case that it'd be talking about, Hachinami de Gazel Korban de Chavre. Here also, it's not a difficulty on Rava, because it's not talking about that he stole a chulin animal and then was makdashed. It's talking about where he stole the carbon of his friend, meaning his friend already was makdashed as a carbon oiler. Before he had a chance on his way up to the base of Mikdash, this guy stole it. That's the case that's being excluded from Korban de HaGazel. And in truth, it's talking about, not like Abai had tried to prove, oh, it must be talking about after Yish, because before Yish should be obvious, and so you see Yish is not kind of, no, it's talking about before Yish. And the Chiddush that the Braisa had to tell us, what the Pasuk is teaching us, is that it's not going to be Lerotzin at all, it's not going to be an appeasement, this carbon, even for the original owner. In other words, even though that there wasn't Yish, so the guy didn't give up hope, and it's his animal, and someone else stole it and is bringing it on the carbon, so fine, you would think for him it's for sure not, but this guy, it's his carbon, it should be Leratzen. That's the Chiddush that, no, there it's going to be Karban of Lagos, the guy who's bringing it, stole it, it's not going to be an appeasement even for who the original owner is. That's one interpretation of Rashi. Or another version of Rashi is that it's told about where a guy stole his friend's carbon. Now, therefore, even after Yish, the first version of Rashi saying that it's told about even before Yish, and the Chiddush is regarding the first guy, who it's his and didn't give up hope, but still it's not going to be Leratzen. Or in this version is that even though the guy gave up hope, still the second guy is not going to be Kainit, although it's with Yish, it's still not a difficulty on Rabbah. The reason being is because you can't steal a carbon. Because as the Gemara says in many other places, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Davav, where regarding something of Hekdesh, it's called the Cholheicha the Isa, wherever it is, because of Drachman the Isa, it's in Hashem's place, meaning Hashem, the whole world is His. So wherever you take the Hekdesh, it still doesn't lose the status of Hekdesh, and that's why you can't steal the Hekdesh and become yours, it's already that guy's carbon. So therefore, there even Rabbi would agree that the Yish is not going to be kind of, but it's not a difficulty on Rabbi, because not talking about that it was Chulin and then being, and then having Yish and then being Makdashed. Because then maybe it would be like Rabbah, then maybe Yish is kind of. Here we're talking about that he stole his friend's carbon, just like you have to say by Zav, so he stole the other guy's bed, and not where it was something unconsecrated and then being Makdash, and that's why it's not a difficulty on Rabbah. Now, Esav Abayla Rav Yosef. Now, Abaya, who had previously asked on Rabbah, now he asks on Rav Yosef, who Rav Yosef said Yish is not kind of, not even rabbinically, so he asks on them from the Mishnah Masechtas Kalim. The Mishnah says, Eiris shel bal habayis, hides, which is the animal skin of a regular homeowner, the halacha is machshava mitamasin. A thought can then go ahead and acquire for this hide the halachas of tumah. And the reason being is because a regular homeowner, his hides of his animals, he doesn't usually sell them. He's a regular guy, he's not someone that has a store. So what he usually does is that he takes the hide, the leather, and makes beds out of it, or trays out of it, or boards out of it. Now, from the moment that he thinks that he wants to use it for something that's already fit for, if there's no work that has to be done in it that's lacking on it, so it already could be mekabel tumah, because it's already a finished object. A finished object is a kli, could be mekabel tumah. Now, whereas Vishal Abdin, but a tanner, who he works in this leather business, and he sells this type of material, eimach shavim metamasin, his thoughts regarding it is not going to make it acquire tumah. The reason being is because many times he changes his minds and he sells the hides that he's working with, and the consumer might not use it for what it is right now. He might turn it into shoes, which that's not the finished work where the hide is right now. So since it's not a kli yet, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. So his thought regarding it will not make it into a finished kli yet, because it might be sold, and many times he does, and therefore it's not finished. Shel ganav, regarding a thief, which that's someone that does it secretively, who you don't know who stole it, machshavim mitamasan. There says the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, the ganav's thoughts regarding it will make it that this kli could be mekabel tumah. And the reason being is because the ganav has already acquired it with the homeowner's yish. Because the Tana, the Mishnah there, holds that stam geneva, generally, when something is stolen from somebody, the homeowner gives up hope because he doesn't know who to bring to court. So how am I supposed to know who it was? Who knows how many people live in the city or could be from somewhere else? I don't know who took it. So therefore he's miyayish. And since he's miyayish, so the ganav was already kainit, so it's his. So he's like a regular Baal Bais who, if he's thinking, oh, I can use this grate for this tray, this bed that I needed, it's already finished. It could be mekabel tumah. Shel gazlin, but regarding a robber who comes point blank and steals it from somebody, his thought will not make it tamei. And that is, even though he's thinking regarding it for somebody that's not lacking any work, for example, let's say to cover packages on the horses or the mules, like are made from the bear skin, there it's not going to be mekabel tumah. Why? The reason being is because the Tanakhama holds that Stam Gezelist is no Yish. Why? Because since he knows who took it, he says, okay, I'll bring him to court. I know who it is. I'll get my thing back. So he wasn't Miyayish. So the Gazan was never Kainit. So it's not his to make it become Kabbal Tumah by thinking that he can use it for certain things. Now, Reb Shimon and Mechila Fatavon. Actually, Reb Shimon says the exact opposite. He says by Gezela, where the guy takes it stray from the other guy, there is Yish. Because since the guy takes it point blank from him, he sees this guy's a tough guy. I'm not going to get it back from him. So therefore, shall gazlin machshavim mitamasin. By a robber, he holds the gazlin, it has acquired it because the homeowner was miyayish, and therefore his machshava, if it's a ready thing to be used like that, will make it to be mekabel tumah. But shall ganav im machshavim mitamasin. But from a thief, there his machshava will not make it tameh. And the reason being is because there lefi shaloi nisyasha b'al, there actually the homeowner did not give up hope. Because the guy thinks, you know what, I'll find who took it from me. I'm going to hunt them, I'm going to catch these guys, I'm going to find them. He doesn't think, the guy's a crook, but he's afraid of me, because obviously I have to sneak in, I'm going to catch him. So therefore, actually, he's not miyash. But one thing says, Abaya to Rabbi Yosef, one thing we see from both opinions, whether the stam yish is by ganav and not gazan, or gazan not ganav, but v'shemam no yish kana, obviously that they hold, whichever one it is that there's going to be yish for, that the homeowner gives up hope, you see that he's acquired it, and that's why, because he acquired it for that reason, his machshava, if it's ready without it lacking any work, will make it be mekabel tumah. That's not like Rabbi Yosef, will hold that the yish in relation to a ganav or a gazlin has not acquired it, and he has to give back the object itself. But you see it's contradictory from the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. So unless Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, no, what are we talking about over here in this Mishnah Masechtas Kelim? It's kagoyin shekitzan. Where that besides the stealing and the yish of the homeowner, that there was a certain trimming that was done by the ganav or the gazan, according to either opinion they mentioned, where there's two things. There's shinum maisa, changing the leather, and yish. But really, yish itself would not be kind of. That's how reviewers have answered that question. Now, Maskev l'Rabba Barachanan, he asks on this answer of Rav Yosef, says, wait a second. V'haloi itzva shanu kan. One of the cases mentioned there in that Mishnah is discussing an itzva, where the guy, the ganav or the gazan, thought, I could use this as an itzva, where an itzva is a type of a tray that's made out of leather that is eaten on, which is like somewhat of a table. Now, the itzva ain't tzricha kitzua. That itzva tray made out of leather doesn't need any trimming. In other words, without trimming, it's also going to be mekabel tumah, because it's already fit for its functionality without any trimming. Because the whole trimming on that itzva is just for beautification, for adornment. But it's not intrinsically necessary. And hence, that wouldn't be considered what's called a shinur maisa. Now, says Rabbi Chanan, how do I know that one of the cases there that we're discussing over there is talking about itzva? Because it's none. We learned in the Mishnah right before that one there, in Masechtas Kelim, that says, Kalmakam she'in chasar malacha, wherever there is no lacking of work, meaning this object is ready to be utilized for what you're thinking you want to use it for. So then machshav metamasi, just the thought, okay, I can use it for this, and I'm like, okay, let's use it for this, just that thought will make it be susceptible to be mekabel tumah. But yesh chasar malacha, if it's still lacking some work being done to it to make it have that functionality, then e machshav metamasi, then the thought, I could use it for that, will not be mekabel tumah. chutz min ha'itzva. Says the Mishnah there, that's except for this itzva, where although that it's lacking trimming, the thought that I can use it as an itzva will make it be mekabel tumah. Why? Because it's not necessary, that it's not integral, that trimming by the itzva. Now, so therefore, what's the only thing that you need when you steal an itzva? Is just yiyush. And you see that since it's not lacking any action, and we're talking about that case of itzva, we see that just the stealing of it with the yiyush will be kainid. Because you can't say that it's talking about that, oh, that you did itzva and you did shekitzin and you did trimming. Because trimming is not integral for itzva. And we're talking about the case of the itzva, as the Mishnah there before was talking about. So you see that when either a gan of a gazan, whichever town you're going like, would hold that he's being kainid and his machshav will be metamid, even without shinu maisa, because again, by itzva you don't need it. And so therefore, by default, you're going to have to say that it's the yish itself that's being kainid to the ganav and the gazlan, and that's why his machshav is metamid. That's not like you, Rav Yisrael, holds yish is not kainid at all by a ganav or a gazlan. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says, that actually Hai Milsa, that it was this point, that kashi bar Rabba le Rav Yisrael esrin v'tartin shnin. This was what Rabba had asked Rav Yisrael for 22 years. Below Yifrika, and Rav Yosef didn't answer the question. Ad Yosef Rav Yosef Bereshu Paka, until Rav Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, and then he answered the question. And he said, because Shinu Hashem Kishinu Ma'isadami. It's not because of the Yish, because Yish itself, Rav Yosef held, is not going to be kind of. But what else is going on over there? Don't tell me that there was Shinu Ma'isa with the Yish, because there's no Shinu Ma'isa in an Itzvah, because an Itzvah is ready to be used without the trimming. So what was done to it to say that the Ganav of the Gazlan could go ahead and make a tummy? How did they get it? How did they acquire it? The only possibility was Yish. And then he says, no. There was something else that happened. Not the Shinu Ma'isa, because there is none of that. There's actually a change in title, in name, in definition, which has the same halachic utility as Shinu Ma'isa. So as the Gemara explains, Shinu Ma'isa Ma'itam, what's the reason why everyone agrees that when you change the object itself, the ganav or the gazan has acquired it and he doesn't have to give back the object itself and only has to give back the monetary value? The reason being is because hasam mikara etzim hashtekelim. Before it was wood and now it's a tool. So therefore it's something fundamentally different and therefore you have acquired it. Says the Gemara, Shina Hashem Nami, when it changes its name, the same thing is Mikara Kar Lemashcha. Originally, when he stole this itzva, it was originally called a hide. He only stole a piece of leather. Fahashta Avarzin. And now, it's Avarzin, which as Rashi points out, that's the itzva in the Aramaic. So, the reason why the Ganav of the Gazan acquired it was because when he thinks I can use it as an itzvah, it becomes an itzvah. Now it changes its name. There's a Shina Hashem. It's the Shina Hashem that acquires it from, not the Yish. Because actually Yish itself, like Rav Yosef holds, would not be a Kenyan. It's only together with the fact that it changes the Shina Hashem, which is the same thing as Shina Meis, and that's why it acquires it. Now, this answer of the Gemara that says that there's new a conceptual framework of shinui, that not just to change the object, but even if the name changes, that's also going to be considered a shinui, and that's why it acquires it. On that, has the Gemara, but wait a second, Vare Morish, but there's a crossbeam, the Ikur Shinui Hashem, where, well, I'll show you a halacha that there's a change of a name, meaning, Dimi Ikara, originally, before this crossbeam is put into a building, it's Keshura, it's called a Keshura, which is just a title of a beam. Now it's actually called roof, because after you put it into the building and you put on it all the boards of the ceiling and you put on it the upper story, it suddenly is not called a beam anymore. It's called roof. It's called ceiling. Uchnan, and still we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that says, Alamarish HaGazal, regarding a stolen beam, Shebeno Bebir, if the thief goes and builds it into his mansion, into a building. So the halacha is, he doesn't have to, when he does the Hashabas Agzela, he doesn't have to give back the actual beam itself. Shenoytel Damab, we make the victim take the monetary value of it. And the reason is, because it's an institution for the rectification of the Bali Tshuva, of people to be able to repent. Because if we're going to make him tear up his whole building to get that one beam, it's going to be way too difficult for him to repent. So as a way to alleviate that challenge, we say he only has to give back the monetary value. Now, on that asked the Gemara, now, time they take on Sashavim. It sounds like the whole reason why we allow him to give back the money and not the beam itself was because of a rectification of people for repentance. However, as we continue on top of Samach Zayin Amad Aleph, Holav Hochi, if not for that, Hadr Be'enei, he would have to give back the literal beam itself, But wait a second. Didn't you just say that Shinui Hashem is a kinyan? And that the halacha itself requires that you don't have to give back the object, only the money? Yet there is a Shinui Hashem. Because first it was called Marish, and now it's called Tlala. So that refutes the teretz that the Gemara is going to try giving. That the Rabbi Yosef, oh, the reason is because of Shinui Hashem? What's Shinui Hashem? Shinui Hashem is a kinyan? You see clearly from the Mishnah Masechet Gittin that the fact that it changed from a Marish to a Tlala is not a kinyan. It's only a rabbinic institution with the Gan Sashabim that you don't have to give back the object itself. So that Rabbi Yosef answers that no. Marish Shmoyolov. It's actually not true. It always maintains the title of crossbeam, of beam. And that's why there's no Shinui Hashem when it's built into the building. The time like Lorna Braisa. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel that talks about the future based on Migdash. It says Tzalis Habayis. So says the Braisa, what's Tzalis Habayis? Eloham Hamaltaten. These are the pieces of wood that frame the window frame. Vahuvim, what is that? Eloham Marishas, these are the cross beams. So says Rabbi Yosef, we see from the pasuk, it's describing the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaLamim, and by describing the beams which are in the building, you see that it's still called a Marish even in the building itself, and that's why there's no Shinui Hashem. And that's what Mishnah Masechet Gittin has to say. It's only because Takanas Hashavim, but there you're right, there wouldn't be a Shinui Hashem. But when there is, like we described it, by the Itzvah, then that would be a Kinyan. Now Rabbi Zeira Amar, he gives a different answer. Why, by the stolen crossbeam, the Ganav does not acquire it with Shinui Hashem. He says because, although maybe there is a Shinui Hashem, you're right, it changed from Marish to Matalala, but Shinui HaChayzeh LeBriyaseh B'Shinui Hashem, a change in name, that ultimately, if when the building would be destroyed, it would go back to its original name, it would go back to being called a Keshura, Loi have a Shinui. That's not considered a Shinui name. It's not a full-fledged change in title because it still now it's not called Marish. But if it could go back to being called a Marish when it's taken out of the building, so then it still has that name since you see it would be when we go back, that's not a Shinui Hashem. That's what we need to Takan Sashavu. But Avarzin, but this Itzvah that we're talking about, there it's never going to go back to being called a piece of hide because it already had this designation of a tray even though it didn't require any change in action, that Shinui Hashem already gives it the designation, and it's not a Shinui HaChayzeh LeBriyaseh, that would be considered a Shinui Hashem, and that's why this question wasn't difficult on Rabbi Yosef, because you're right, there's no Shinui Maisa, but it's not Yish itself that's a Kaina, because he holds Yish itself as not a Kinyan for the Ganav Gassan. It's together with the fact that there was a Shinui Hashem from a piece of hide to being called this Itzvah, to being called this leather tray.